Think about supplication, we think of the scripture from Philippians 4. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Supplication is basically a petition, and you're giving that petition to someone that you know can act on it. It's not someone that you go to for counsel. It's not someone you go to say, you know, I've got this burden. I'd like to share it. But you're giving a petition. You're making a request to someone that you know can carry out the will and purpose of that petition and request. He will make it binding. He will not only hear it and will know your heart about it, but he will take that request, that petition, and bind it. With that in mind, it's the zeal and passion that we bring in these requests that makes it a supplication. When I think about it, it's always the times when I go, help. Amen. You know, usually it's because I've tried everything I could to work the thing out, and then I've given up. Now I'm working. I'm, you know, being 60, I've had a little bit of time to work on this, so I'm working on that approach of, you know, before I've tried everything that I can in my own power, why don't I just go to the ultimate power and make that request known? And for those of you that still haven't got it, I think like Father Carl mentioned, there were some supplications that went on yesterday afternoon when Missouri went up 34-31. There were also more supplications that went up when Ohio State went up 24-17. Right or wrong, I'm not going to get into the theology of that, but I think you understand the point. There was earnestness in that petition. There was urgency in that petition. That's what God is calling us to live our lives, to walk out. And the theme that we have today of renewing the call for the lost and refreshing and renewing our church. And I'll just leave you with some scriptures so that you can think about a little bit more about it and to think that it's not only this, that the peace that comes with it, but it's just that from Mark 11, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you've received it. Not that it's going to come about, but that you've already received it, and it will be yours. Matthew 7, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you, for everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be open. There's no hesitation in those phrases. There's no ifs or ands. There's certainly no buts. And then John 14, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Anything covers a lot, and I will do it makes it firm. And John 15, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Now, I'm not going to get into the theology of why, you know, I know that a good example is we have all lifted our supplications up for the abortion clinics here in this city. And they have been closing one by one. But why they didn't close on that first day that we lifted up those supplications, I have no idea. But I do know that God has said it will be done. Yes. So, I leave you with Psalm 37. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act. So our supplication today as we enter into intercessory prayer is going to be to see the flourishing of our church and the renewal of reaching the lost.